Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's great to be here, Joe.
This is the last time I'll have you in before the end of the year, so happy 2020 if I don't see you.
Yippee.
So lots to talk about here regarding the most recent Perry City Council meeting, starting with some topics on the airport. Seems like we talk about the airport quite a bit because there's just so much going on out there. So talk a little bit about, first of all, the fuel system project.
Sure. So we received a grant last year from the state to upgrade our fuel system, adding another fuel tank and then upgrading our card reader system. So we'll be able to buy more fuel at a time, which helps reduce our costs on transportation. So hopefully being able to have more fuel on hand just in case, you know, there's issues with transportation. Also, with more larger aircraft coming to the airfield, it's important to have more fuel on hand for us. So that's going to go out to bid here soon and should be put in early spring, I would think.
All right. Now, also related to the airport, you had further action on land acquisition. So that was a big deal last night that you're moving forward with one of the larger plots of land for the runway project, correct?
That's right. We were able to reach an administrative settlement with one of the property owners out there. This is one of the larger pieces that we were dealing with, so it was nice to get that taken care of and reach an agreement with that landowner so that we're able to continue to move forward with our project.
And it was pointed out that an important aspect of paying for this land is that basically it's going to cost the city almost nothing, correct?
Pretty much. We're doing right around $2 million worth of land acquisition in this phase, and it's going to cost us 10% of that, so $200,000, because the FAA covers 90% of all of these projects out at the airport, dealing with the runway and land acquisition. The state is a different split, not quite as lucrative for us, but we're definitely very grateful for the FAA and the percent of grantage that they give.
All right. Now, one last thing about the airport is the council approved a capital improvement plan submission, essentially, for the airport. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is an annual thing that we do, just kind of laying out what the next 5 years looks for us at the airport and the projects that we have planned. So that gets sent to both the Iowa Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration, just so that they're aware of what we're planning so that they can try and adjust their budgets to match that.
All right. Now, let's look back at the year that was. 2019 was a very busy year for Perry, many projects, including at the airport, like the hangar project. So talk a little bit about just how you felt like the year went and some of the highlights of 2019 for the city of Perry.
Sure. So obviously the first one and one of the items on council agenda was approving our tax abatement applications, some of them for this year. So that was, you know, a program we started at the end of 2016 after 5 years of no new housing. 2017 brought three homes. 2018 brought nine new homes. This year, I think we ended up right about 25 new homes in Perry. So definitely very exciting. It's exciting to see that growth, new people moving to town, new faces in town. And that's kind of complemented by what we're seeing in our downtown as well with all of the new retail, our new restaurants popping up, just all very exciting, very encouraging to see that growth and that prosperity in our community. The other thing we've had going this year is a lot of industrial projects. We've gone through the Progressive Foundry expansion and vacation of a block of 2nd Street. That also complements Weese's expansion on their property. We have our Shell building out at the industrial park with Perry Economic Development that's been sold and should be closing here soon. And then even as to last night, we approved a site plan for Concrete Supply, putting up a new plant out on the west end of town, right off 141. So they'll be moving out of downtown and taking a lot of heavy truck traffic out of the downtown area. So that's kind of nice down there around DMAC. There's a lot of pedestrian traffic and younger drivers, so it's nice to separate that a little bit. But just kind of puts a nice cap on the year of just a lot of really wonderful things happening in our community that we can all be very proud of.
Absolutely. Now we've looked back at the year that was, let's look at the year to come. So talk about some of the upcoming projects that are going to be coming up here in 2020 and even beyond.
So obviously, first off is the airport. We should be able to do some dirt work out there once we've closed on all the property. So we'll be able to start actually seeing some physical movement at the airport and the new runway. Another thing we have going in 2020 is our asphalt overlay program. Every 4 years, we do a large overlay program, and this year is shaping up to be a pretty good project for us. So we have that going on. We're still working on the McCreary Community Building and the projects going on out there, kind of a renovation out there. So again, just very encouraging, very exciting to see all that happening. And hopefully, again, next year, we see a lot of housing growth. We see a lot of commercial and industrial growth, as well as some more vibrance within our downtown. So lots to be proud of from 2019, lots to look forward to in 2020. So all very, very good things going on.
Couldn't have said it better myself. One last thing I want to ask you about today is the holiday closures. So obviously we're coming up on a couple big holidays here, and that is going to affect the city offices over the next couple weeks, correct?
You got it. So I'll kind of go over Christmas and New Year's closures and then talk about some of our route changes or the lack of. So for Christmas, Perry City Hall and the Perry Waterworks offices will be closed on Christmas Day. The McCreary Community Building will be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And the Perry Public Library will be open Christmas Eve from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and will be closed on Christmas Day. For New Year's, the week after, City Hall as well as Perry Waterworks will be closed on New Year's Day. The McCreary Community Building will be open on New Year's Eve from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will be closed on New Year's Day. The Perry Public Library will be open from New Year's Eve from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and will be closed New Year's Day. On both the Christmas holiday and New Year's holiday, since it lands on the Wednesday, there will be no changes to any residential garbage pickup.
All right, so important distinction there about the garbage. And you also are going to have your Christmas tree pickup towards the beginning of 2020, correct?
Yes. So any Christmas trees and evergreen garlands or wreaths will be picked up January 8th and 15th. Just make sure you do not have any decorations on them, tinsel, things like that. And please do not place anything in disposal bags. You should have all of that out by 7 a.m., just like your garbage, to make sure you get picked up.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep. I just wanted to announce one change that we'll be making at the beginning of 2020 with the January City Newsletter. With some changes with the Perry Living Magazine, you will now be finding your official city newsletter in your water bills. We'll also be putting those on Facebook and our website and then partnering with other media to help get those newsletters out and help spread the word on some city happenings going on every month.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven, and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Happy holidays.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RockinValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Rockin' Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.